Friday night and I'm gonna get sauce. I fought the troll and the troll.
In the United States, the penal system, the prison system basically, is privatized to the extent where there is actually an incentive to incarcerate more and more people.
Yeah, there are private prison companies, and in some cases they have contracts with states where they require the state to give them at least a certain number of prisoners. And then they lend these employees, they basically rent them to various businesses, making products for sale to the public, and thus competing with free labor, driving wages down for everyone else and reducing employment for everyone else. Well, this is another example of plutocracy. This is another example where certain businesses dictate the policy to the state.
And what do you think about the fact that increasingly we're seeing what you might, you know, just call ethical hackers, people like Schwartz or Weave recently, one of the hackers who was responsible for the AT&T email leaks, and another one is Hammond. All of these hackers tend to end up either in, you know, under threat of going to jail or actually being sent to jail.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by hacker.
When I say hacker, I actually mean the real world hacker, where I just basically mean computer programmers who might be dealing with things that are...
I understand the word hacker to mean a person who enjoys playful cleverness.
I'm not necessarily
a programmer.
Yeah. I'm assuming the viewers know what hacker means for real.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. I'm assuming they don't.
Yeah.
For instance, Lady Gaga is a clothing hacker.
Okay.
She's playfully clever in the field of clothing. So now I hope you've got a better idea of what I mean when I say hacker. Now, I think Aaron Swartz was a hacker. I don't know about those other two.
Yeah. Okay.
They may have. Some of them may have broken computer security. That wasn't what Aaron Swartz did, but that's not hacking. That's cracking.
Okay. I think, we would have to look at the individual cases to understand this, but the point I'm trying to make, there is a great deal of zeal against people who are using computers to achieve political goals, and that's being perceived as something which merits a punishment of 10 years in jail, if not a lifetime, more than
Well, that's basically a matter of which side the U.S. government is on. It's on the side of increased government power and increased corporate power. And on the other side, we have the American people that the U.S. government treats as the enemy. When someone gives us information about how the government is mistreating us or others, they say he has aided the enemy. Well, giving something to the people is aiding the enemy, obviously the people are the enemy.
Yeah.